The template. The reconnection of the human biocircuitry through coded ceremony. The template is a holonomic model of transcendence. A journey of healing, forgiveness, remembrance, resurrection, and ultimately transcendence of the dualistic, fear-based mortal paradigm. The template reaches to the far horizons of humanity's divine potential. The potential that lies within the soul's covenant that defines the human as a magnificent masterpiece of immortal design, capable of transcending the limitations of duality and able to access any time or energy level in the universe. A journey of liberation and empowerment that takes us into the ancient history of humanity's true origins to retrieve our soul's lineage and our celestial seeding. A history that defies the notions of original sin, shame, and guilt that have shaped the foundations of the orthodox religions which continue to tear the world apart. A journey of self-discovery, unfolding from within as the story is told from the weave of our own genetic fabric, stored within the labyrinths of the cerebral cortex, the temple of remembrance. The template is dedicated to the recovery of this ancestral remembrance. The original innocence of our divine nature, the resurrection of the transcendental human. For those committed to the path of conscious evolution, it is becoming ever more clear that individual personal healing and lifestyle improvement are not enough. As we witness the acceleration of deterioration of economic, environmental, social, sexual, and political world structures, there is a renewed collective responsibility to achieve a level and strength of personal transformation that will impact upon the human morphogenetic field. Transformation at the level of this grid is vital to sustainable enlightenment and conscious evolution on a planetary scale. The acceleration of global insanity and the ever-growing loss of collective and personal freedom are the alarm bells that awaken us to the degenerative stage within the cycle, culminates as an opportunity for rebirth in 2012. This rebirth requires that we collectively form a critical mass of humanity to face the ultimate challenge of realizing a new model of existence, a new paradigm, global transcendence. As this age of transformational richness accelerates, transcendence of duality is understood as the ultimate goal of the 21st century alchemist. And it is vital to realize a new synthesis of comprehension for this vision. To birth it from its implicate iconic form into manifest crystallization. It is fundamentally essential to view transcendence not as a separate system, but rather to integrate it into the larger picture of humanity's true history and the masterpiece of its original genetic blueprint. Circuitry. The template is a working interactive schematic that initiates transformation through the reconnection of the life-giving energy system of circuitry that animates the human entity on every level. The reintroduction of electromagnetic data flow via the delivery system of circuitry allows us to translate and utilize the full spectrum of life force emanating from the source of creation. A creation code that activates and rejuvenates the human heart, body, mind system, resurrecting the dormant genetic material in the DNA. The impact of circuitry reconnection involves the many visible and invisible interactive, co-creative energy systems that comprise the human hologram. The energy is delivered by the circuitry in its primal form to be translated and utilized by the chakra system, the endocrine system, the pranic mechanism, and the soul covenant embedded in the human matrix. This acceleration of integrated and synthesized source intelligence, translated through the human biocomputational awareness, affects the human individual mass consciousness frequency, transforming the morphogenetic field and constructing a new paradigm of consensus reality. This is the science of transcendence that is intrinsic to the template model. The structure of the template may appear to be somewhat scientific, resting as it does upon the higher physics of creation. However, the impact of the transformation is emotional, physical, and mental, translating immediately into life experience. The consequences of circuitry reconnection deals with forgiveness, addiction, fear, guilt, shame, anger and grief, all the pain of being human. The template model encompasses a new paradigm healing that takes into consideration our genetically modified DNA and our intrinsic immortal nature. This knowledge changes the way in which we see ourselves, our world, our reality, and thus our modes of healing. Particularly relevant is the concept of healing at the fulcrum level. Changing the pattern of behavior, not by attempting to alter the manifestation of that behavior, but by affecting the fountainhead from which it emerges. As circuitry is reconnected, the resurgence of divine life force reestablishes our true identities beyond the psychosocial, chemical, electromagnetic, and religious manipulation of consciousness. Our spiritual identity is energetically redefined and stabilized through electromagnetic reconnection to source. Fear is diminished and replaced by the real courage that comes from knowing that there is no death, no separation. Nothing can be lost, for you are the invincible radiance of eternal life. As we witness the acceleration of deterioration within social, political, and economic world structures, it is beneficial to understand the evolutionary influences that are driving this age. By doing so, we can consciously implicate ourselves within the phenomenal opportunity for transmutation that is available during a phase of culmination. It is the transitional phases of conception and deterioration in any cycle which creates the powerful frictions that open the portals for transcendence. It is during the degenerative phase that the rotting fruit falls away and the new seed is expelled. As we approach the completion of this cycle, the stars and planets move in and out of the grand crosses and alignments that are bringing the momentum of this age to its grand finale. The human race, its mother planet, and the entire solar system are in the throes of an evolutionary acceleration. The full promise of conscious evolution that is offered through the symbiosis of our relationship with the solar system has been hugely undermined by the magnetic interference of a celestial body that is not a part of the symbiotic alchemy stipulated in the coding of the original human blueprint. A situation that has impacted the vital functions of human neurobiology and atrophied the endocrine system. This interference will be overridden by the magnetic counterbalance of a critical mass of fully resurrected human units of circuitry and the reinstigation of the true space-time coordinates dictated by the Sun and the original solar system. Embedded in the human matrix is the soul covenant that holds the harmonic of our symbiotic relationship with the evolution of our mother planet, the solar system, and the galactic cosmology. It is the primary function of the template model to resurrect this covenant and reunify its immortal harmonic with the physical human expression as it was originally designed prior to our genetic modification. It is essential to evaluate the global situation without denial. The reconnection of specific circuitry will assist you in taking a courageous overview of the human condition. Circuitry that re-establishes conscious awareness of the quintessential human identity by returning the electromagnetic integrity of the soul's ancestral lineage and its celestial seeding. This will facilitate the making of choices based on a new and empowered point of reference, helping you to recognize your attachments to limitation, making way for a new model of existence that redefines consciousness and your connection to Source as your most valuable commodity. As the Stargate of 2012 approaches, the celestial alignment is opening a portal of immense opportunity. As a massive influx of radiant intelligence infuses the crystalline chambers of our sun to be translated upon every ray of light transmitted to Earth. The reconnection of circuitry instigated by the alchemical ceremonies of the template will enable you to embrace and prepare for this journey of transcendence by resurrecting the human ability to translate the full spectrum of light, for light is the language of transcendence. The present global crisis is a redistribution of natural power created by an immense influx of light. This influx of light is being created by the maturing influences of our solar system that is itself reaching higher and higher states of cosmic comprehension, transmitting to Earth and its inhabitants ever new spectrums of radiance data, light. Massive beams of this hypercreation code are emanating from the galactic core to sweep their influence through the solar system, activating and integrating the symbiotic evolutionary covenant that lies dormant and waiting in every cell of every living creation, for this kiss of light to awaken them to a new model of existence, a new paradigm. The template model of transcendence. It is the degree to which we are able to translate and utilize the code of light that will allow us to break the barriers of illusion set by this dualistic paradigm and the genetic modifications that are in resonance with it. It is due to the present influx of light that we are now able to answer the three most fundamental questions that define us as conscious human entities. Who am I? Where am I from? Why am I here? In order to do so, we must have some ability to understand the implicate order of our own creation, and to some degree, the mechanical complexity of the reality in which we find ourselves. No living thing within creation exists in isolation. The interconnected, interactive, co-creative, individual system of each entity is a fractal of the one holographic system that encompasses the subatomic to the multi-universal. The template model of transcendence encompasses a design and progression that is in total resonance with the vibratory infrastructure of the prime creation code. A mirror frequency that duplicates the synchronomic systems that govern all of existence, honoring the human as a fractal component in symbiotic resonance with not only its mother biosystem, the Earth, but also the solar, galactic, universal holography. The template of transcendence links alchemy, ceremony, brain chemistry, circuitry, the endocrine system, neurobiology, DNA, the archetypal arena, and the morphogenetic field to reveal the holonomic system of creation that births and binds the human hologram. Historically, we have left the mechanics of creation to the scientists, our sense of justice to the lawyers and judges, the integrity of our social structures to the governments, and our spiritual identities to the priests who act as mediators between ourselves and the benevolence of our creation. These experts have wrapped these concepts in their own language and removed them from the grasp of our sensibilities. The allocation of our most fundamental power base has caused the atrophy of our own decision-making abilities. It is time to take back our power. Through alternative healing methods, we have become aware of our electromagnetic energy fields, and the importance of our neurobiology and biochemistry. Through this and the discoveries made in the field of genetics, we are becoming aware that there is a science to spirituality and that our chemistry affects our consciousness. Taking this further, we are now making the connection between the mutant state of our DNA and the present global insanities of war, genocide, and endless human suffering. Humanity is awakening to a new body awareness as we are driven to gain mastery over our own inner workings and to discover how we interact with and co-create the reality in which we find ourselves. Instead of searching for the out-of-body experience in order to realize our spiritual identity, we are beginning to understand that our physical being is the manifestation of that identity. Realizing that the physical vehicles we embody will allow us to transcend this fear-based reality and create, through the resurrection of our full genetic human potential, a new paradigm, a golden age. Dormant DNA. The DNA is the manifest blueprint from which we as humans and all other forms of life are constructed. It is no secret that over 90% of our genetic material is non-functioning. It has become common knowledge that out of the 3,000 billion base pair chemicals that make up this code, only 60 million are active. Contemporary physicists have discovered that this dormant genetic material is not junk DNA as put forward by orthodox science, but is in fact a living data storage system, a library of human potential, which, when unlocked and resurrected, will put an end to suffering, disease, conflict, and death itself, rendering the human a fully realized conscious entity. Transcendence must and will include the reversal of this genetic modification to resurrect the complete human code. This code is present in its fullness within the soul covenant embedded in the human matrix. Lying dormant in the disconnected DNA filaments. It is the reconnection of biocircuitry that will deliver the life force energy that will ultimately resurrect these codes. Circuitry. At this time, the human unit of circuitry is not capable of sustaining its molecular structure in a state of superconsciousness or enlightenment, as many of its major circuits are disconnected, resulting in an insufficient supply of electromagnetic input. It is this subtle energy supply that animates the human being on every level. The energetic nature of consciousness that fosters all life is integrated by the human heart-body-mind via the biocircuitry. The circuitry is the delivery system that integrates this source intelligence, translating this energetic electromagnetic life force into the bioinformational matrix that is the vibratory infrastructure of the human hologram. This circuitry does not begin and end around the human energy field. Each circuit is spherical and intersects with another spherical field of conscious energy, which in turn interacts with another, as part of an electromagnetic intelligence system that encompasses all, from the subatomic to the multi-universal. Each sphere of consciousness is a holonomic fractal of Source Intelligence. The Source is everywhere. The more circuitry the human entity is able to utilize within its computational system, the more Source Intelligence is integrated and synthesized, the more conscious and enlightened that entity becomes. Enlightenment is not simply a state in which the intellect is in possession of questions and answers. It is a state of being in which the full spectrum of Source consciousness is integrated, synthesized, and crystallized into the incarnate body presence. Understood in the mind, felt in the heart, and made tangible in the body. Transcendence is resurrecting the dormant components within the human hologram to be embraced back into the governing mechanism of the universal holography. The endocrine system. As the energetic nature of consciousness begins its journey through the circuitry, it triggers bioinformational signals that stimulate the endocrine system to function according to the degree of intelligence being integrated. This degree of data flow is reliant upon the numbers of circuits connected in order to deliver this intelligence code. The endocrine system's ability to decipher and utilize these signals is rejuvenated as more circuits become connected. This is a vital symbiotic relationship, as the endocrine system is a stepping stone between the Source intelligence and the human ability to translate that data into life experience and to know itself as eternal. The endocrine system is the sacred interface between the life directive transmitted from Source and the human manifestation of that directive on all levels. As the circuitry delivers this electromagnetic consciousness, the chakra centers act as transducers of this energy, stepping it down into absorbable data for the entire body system to utilize emotionally, physically, and mentally. The relationship between the circuitry, the endocrine glands, the chakras, the DNA, and the point of soul evolution is an impeccably interactive and co-creative system, organically regulated by each individual's capacity for change. Light and the pineal. Understanding the role and function of the pineal will greatly clarify the connection between circuitry, the endocrine system, and the resurrection of the original human design prior to genetic modification. It is this gland that is responsible for the absorption, translation, and distribution of light as information. Due to the modification of the DNA and the disconnection of circuitry, the pineal is in atrophy, as it has been separated from its life force energy supply. Constructive of retinic cells, as are the eyes, the pineal encases a series of lenses that mirror and translate light into data for the body's bioinformational system to utilize. The more electromagnetic life force the body system is integrating through the reconnection of circuitry, the more the endocrine system receives in order to rejuvenate, and the more light can be translated and utilized. This form of light in translation is distributed through the central nervous system and into the DNA. At this time, the atrophy of the pineal renders it capable of translating only a limited spectrum of light, a spectrum that ensures the survival and procreation of the human race, but little more. As the pineal is rejuvenated via the reconnection of circuitry and the acceleration of electromagnetic input, it absorbs and translates further spectrums of light. As this light reaches the DNA as source intelligence, it creates a cellular resonance with the light-encoded, disconnected genetic material. This expanded spectrum of light holds the immortal code of the universal matrix, for which there is a dormant resonant countercode present within the disconnected genetic material that lies within every cell. Transcendence of the mortal paradigm. The reconnection of circuitry is fundamental to the transmutation of the life-death-rebirth cycle. The present mortal lifespan of humanity is a resonant response to bioinformational signals that initiate the decline of vital energies through aging into physical death. These signals can be traced to the ratio of chemicals in the brain blood. These chemicals are manufactured by the endocrine system. The endocrine system functions according to the life force being supplied by the circuitry. Due to the disconnection of circuitry, the endocrine system is in atrophy and is producing a hormonal composition that is in resonance with the present fear-based dualistic perception of reality and with physical death. As circuitry is reconnected, the endocrine system is reunited with its vital energy supply, and each organ is rejuvenated to its original life-enforcing function. It then begins to create an altered body chemistry that transmits the bioinformational signals resonant with the immortal paradigm, hormonal elixirs of eternal life. The new paradigm will be birthed into time and space through the embodiment of the creation frequency as we reconnect electromagnetically to the source through the reconnection of circuitry. The immortal template. The full spectrum of light holds the immortal harmonic of our original seeding. We are an immortal race trapped in a mortal paradigm. Immortality. We're not speaking here of the lengthening of the lifespan. Such concepts become moot, dissolving into inconsequentiality against the magnificence of a fully resurrected original human. If humanity understood the fine membrane that exists between themselves and death, the word itself would not evoke such dread and fear. This dread looms behind each thought, dwells within each breath. The day that comes to separate every mother and child, every lover from the last kiss. We're not speaking of the laboratory temples in which man defeats death with intelligence to preserve the flesh that bit longer. We are talking of transcending the morphogenetic limitation that defines the parameters of the mortal paradigm. Human planetary transcendence. In the template system, the reconnection of circuitry instigates the resurrection of the entire endocrine system, the prominent mechanism, and the soul covenant embedded in the human matrix. Activating and integrating this dormant genetic material ultimately leads to physical immortality. It is not that the template model is an immortalist movement focusing on that outcome as its prime objective. It is the resurrection of the original human blueprint and the realignment of the incarnate body presence with the natural data flow of the life directive that emanates from the omnipotent heart of creation. The natural order of this life continuum is endless and eternal, without beginning or end. The physical deterioration that leads to the death of the manifest expression of life that is the body is the result of an unnatural deficit of life force that occurs as a result of our disconnection from the creation continuum. Physical immortality is not a miraculous state of being. It is the natural embodiment of the benevolence of our creation, a reunification with our quintessential identity that is defined by our connection to Source. It is important and immensely empowering to begin to see immortality as your natural state that is simply lying dormant, awaiting the various decisions you will make to awaken your immortal self. Critical mass. In order to achieve and stabilize the quantum leap into the immortal paradigm, a planetary resonant field of stable frequency is required. A frequency that is created and stabilized by a numerical mass of resurrected units of biocircuitry, translating and transmitting the full spectrum of the creative directive emanating from Source. Providing new archetypal reference points in the collective neural membrane that is the morphogenetic field. Breaking the spell of our mortal trance and reconnecting the planetary biosphere to the immortal continuum. Without the reinforcement of a sympathetic morphogenetic field, it is difficult and perhaps impossible for individuals to sustain an immortally relevant degree of mutation within their DNA. If it were otherwise, they would find themselves in a different dimension. We have a symbiotic covenant embedded in the human matrix that defines us as functioning fractals of the universal holography. Embedded in every leaf and blade of grass, the sentient body of this planet Earth has a holonomic covenant that is co-creative and interactive with this human soul covenant. Whatever conscious evolvement takes place within the alchemical crucible of the human unit of circuitry is holographically represented in the growth and expansion of the eco-cosmic environment. Transcendence will not take place on a spaceship, but within the materialized coordinates that are the space-time ship.
Earth.
The sun and immortality. Mortality is substantiated not only by the obvious, our lack of activated genetic material, and the psychosocial, chemical, religious, and electromagnetic manipulation of our consciousness, but also by our deficient morphic resonance with the solar system and our inability to translate light. To our psyche, the sun represents the most comprehensive monadic configuration that triggers the geometric soul covenant and imbues our physical matrix with the immortal frequency. However, at this time, planet Earth is trapped in a frequency band of extreme oscillation, a magnetic influence that is disturbing the natural solar equilibrium. This disturbance resonates through humanity's subconscious matrix of archetypal reference and is echoed by our inability to embrace the full spectrum of source intelligence transmitted by the sun. This lack of solar resonance is being stabilized by a foreign body within our solar system that is undermining our symbiotic evolutionary relationship. Not only with the information matrix transmitted as light by our sun, but also with the entire solar system. The ultramagnetic influence of this imposter is triggering a chemical imbalance in the human brain, creating a narcotic dream state in which we are experiencing a continual disempowerment as we play out our fear, shame, and guilt scenarios. This monopolizing influence acts as a warden within the confines of the mortal prison of this dualistic dimension and is a massive, vital contributor both to the arrested conscious development of the human race and to humanity's addiction to conflict. There are specific circuits within the human biocircuitry that are intrinsic to our resonance with the space-time coordinate of our original solar system. The reconnection of these circuits will recalibrate the individual electromagnetic field with the evolutionary mandate transmitted from the galactic core and translated by our solar system. As the numbers of units of reconnected circuitry reach critical mass, the amalgamation of accelerated electromagnetic force will transmit a unified call to cosmic order. Due to the mutant space-time continuum of the present frequency zone as the Earth circles the Sun, humanity is tied into a cycle of degeneration with the passing of each year. The Sun, the giver of life, instead counts off these increments of time that define our journey towards the grave. In this way, the sun has become the hourglass of death. In the template ceremonies, the soul covenant embedded in the human matrix is activated and integrated. A component within the alchemy code that triggers this process is the presence and use of the geometric solospheric fractals of the third-dimensional hologram. Our ability to comprehend within our psyche the primary seed of creation, the monad represented in Earth's solar system by the sun, is redefined. The sun is reinstated as the mediator of prime intelligence between ourselves and galactic consciousness. The sun no longer holds us to ransom, No longer does each sunrise and sunset provide the demarcation of a passively accepted span of consciousness, creating a strictly defined parameter in which we must organize our short existence. Now, with the activation and integration of our solospheric resonance, a labyrinth of cosmic comprehension is opening to us, within us. Every ray of light becomes the definition of endlessness, sealing within the human matrix, life eternal. As this light, newly understood, synthesizes within the body crucible, our physical matrix is imbued with the tantric amrita of spirit and matter, the birth of immortality. Liberation. As we begin to reconnect circuitry and resurrect the original human blueprint, we integrate and synthesize a natural resonance with the benevolent source of creation. As this resonance gradually and harmoniously infiltrates every level of consciousness, we will begin to redefine the way in which we sustain ourselves. Physically, we will no longer be able to sustain our molecular structure by the taking of life in any form, as the human matrix is altered through heightened awareness of its interconnectedness with all creation. Energy will then be directly assimilated through sacred breath as we internally manufacture in the alchemical laboratory of the human temple elixirs of eternal life. This will not happen through intellectual direction alone, but through the harmonious unfolding of organic alignments radiating from our inner core, from the heart. With more and more reconnected circuitry, we will integrate more and more of source consciousness that supports our desire to become harmless and needless. The planetary frequency is becoming more and more dense as we move closer to the pinnacle of the precession of the equinoxes. Simultaneously, the periphery of a new reality, a new model of existence, a new paradigm, is forming the counterbalance for this acceleration of the shadow. Many of us are living in both worlds. Transitional phase is a great and testing challenge. To stabilize this new paradigm when all around you the prevailing frequencies of fear oppose you is exhausting. The physical body has to deal with many new chemicals and a barrage of fear-inducing global insanities that are disturbing our hormonal balance. Negative manipulation of consciousness through media transmission is accelerating daily. Food has lost the integrity of its infrastructure as it becomes hugely undermined by genetically modified seed banks and by the use of chemicals that are inescapable in air, earth, and water. There is less and less resonance with this food supply as it becomes less digestible, and as our resonance with a greater spectrum of light lessens our resonance with the archaic process of gross consumption, the buying, cooking, eating, eliminating process. Our conscious evolution is preparing us on deep levels to embrace a direct assimilation of pure energy. The reconnection of circuitry will assist this move away from one of humanity's darkest and deepest addictions. By reconnecting the energy supply to the endocrine system and redefining the way in which we sustain life, not through an adopted discipline, but from the harmonious unfoldment of organic alignments radiating from our core, from the heart. Ultimately, when we can fully resonate with the complete mandala of the immortal paradigm gifted to us by the benevolent source of creation, we shall be sustained by light and love. Until then, it is vital to begin to make the changes within our lives that are within our reach.